21. The girl was the gum-chewing cutie from the ticket booth. The older of the two boys, who looked almost old enough to be called a man, had her newspaper in his hands. She grabbed for it. The newspaper grabber, he was wearing denims and a black T-shirt with the sleeves rolled up, held it over his head and grinned. "Jump for it, Marianne! Jump, girl, jump!" She stared at him with angry eyes, her cheeks flushed. "Give it to me," she said. "Quit fooling around and give it back, bastard."
"Ooh, listen to that, Eddie," the old kid said. "Bad language. Naughty, naughty."
He waved the newspaper just out of the blonde ticket seller's grasp, grinning, and Jake suddenly understood. These two were walking home from school together, although they probably didn't go to the same one if he was right about the difference in their ages, and the bigger boy had gone over to the box office pretending he had something interesting to tell the blonde. Then he had reached through the slot at the bottom and snatched her paper. The big boy's face was one that Jake had seen before. It was the face of a kid who would think it the height of hilarity to douse a cat's tail with lighter fluid, or feed a bread ball with a fish hook planted in the middle to a hungry dog. The sort of kid who sat in the back of the room and snapped bra straps, and then said, "Who, me?" with a big dumb look of surprise on his face when someone finally complained. There weren't many kids like him at Piper, but there were a few. Jake supposed there were a few in every school. They dressed better at Piper, but the face was the same. He guessed that in the old days, people would have said it was the face of a boy who was born to be hung. Marianne jumped for her newspaper, which the old boy in the black pants had rolled into a tube. He pulled it out of her reach just before she could grab it, then whacked her on the head with it the way you might whack a dog for piddling on the carpet. She was beginning to cry now, mostly from humiliation, Jake guessed. Her face was now so red it was almost glowing.
"Keep it, then!" she yelled at him. "I know you can't read, but you can look at the pictures at least."
She began to turn away. "Give it back, why don't you?" the younger boy, Jake's boy, said softly. The old boy held out the newspaper tube. The girl snatched it from him, and even from his place 30 feet farther down the street, Jake heard it rip.
"You're a turd, Henry Dean!" she cried. "A real turd!" "Hey, what's the big deal?"
Henry sounded genuinely injured.
"It was just a joke. Besides, it only ripped in one place. You can still read it, for Christ's sake. Lighten up a little, why don't you?"
And that was right, too, Jake thought. Guys like this Henry always pushed even the most unfunny joke 2 steps too far, then looked wounded and misunderstood when someone yelled at them. And it was always, "What's the matter?" And it was, "Can't you take a joke?" And it was, "Why don't you lighten up a little?" "What are you doing with him, kid?" Jake wondered. "If you're on my side, what are you doing with a jerk like that?" But as the younger kid turned around and they started to walk down the street again, Jake knew. The old boy's features were heavier and his complexion was badly pitted with acne, but otherwise the resemblance was striking. The two boys were brothers.